It's that time of year, gang. Here it is, the moment you've been studying for all year. It's the season 6 finale. For those of you unfamiliar with our finales, I'll run it down for you. This episode will have questions pertaining to all previous episodes this season. So, all the TV shows I've covered since March of 2024. So, if this is your first episode, you might want to go back to either the beginning of the podcast or at least episode 267 for March 6th, 2024. But that's purely a suggestion. Feel free to start wherever you like. Oh, and there's one more thing. The season finales have a bonus freaky round. So, strap in for 40 questions this week. That's right, make sure you've had your coffee before attempting. Maybe stretch beforehand as well. Got it? Good. This is episode 318 of the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Rollins. It's time to tune in for some trivia. The Dorky Round. Number 1. What 90s sitcom wrapped up with all four main characters sitting in a jail cell? Seinfeld. Number 2. What 1980s sci-fi show was rebooted in 2008 with a Ford Mustang in lieu of a Pontiac Trans Am? Knight Rider. Number 3. What 90s sitcom ended with the title character leaving Seattle and moving to Chicago? Frasier. Number 4. What 80s sitcom wrapped up with a bartender saying, "Sorry, we're closed"? Cheers. Number 5. What TV series ended with two of its main characters winning Nobel Prizes for physics? The Big Bang Theory. Number 6. What long-running comedy series ran for 8 years longer than the war that was its setting? MASH. The Korean War only lasted 3 years, while the show ran for 11. Number 7. What comedy series ends with a lead detective quitting the force to become a stay-at-home dad? Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Number 8. What drama ends with the title doctor admonishing his only friend that cancer's boring? House. Number 9. What Canadian comedy ends with a wedding between David and Patrick and is aptly titled Happy Ending? Schitt's Creek. Number 10. What groundbreaking comedy ends but then picks right back up with Archie Bunker's Place? All in the Family. The Geeky Round. Number 1. What 90s sitcom ended with one of the characters pushing a stroller with twins and wondering where they should get coffee? Friends. Number 2. What comedy series' last episode has the characters reuniting to discuss a documentary and attend a wedding? The Office. Number 3. What sci-fi series wrapped up in 2024 with the title ship flying to wait for someone in the distant future? Star Trek Discovery. Number 4. What comedy series ended with the main character holding aloft a blue French horn? How I Met Your Mother. Number 5. What long-running series opened its 50th season with actress Jean Smart? Saturday Night Live. Number 6. What show had a spinoff where three of the four main characters opened a hotel? The Golden Girls. Number 7. What 80s drama ended when the title character gave up on being a private investigator and going back to the Navy? Magnum P.I. Number 8. What teen drama ends with the dedication of the Finn Hudson Memorial Auditorium? Glee. Number 9. What comedy series ends with the characters repairing a swing set on a playground? Parks and Recreation. Number 10. What crime drama ends when the screen cuts abruptly to black during Journey's Don't Stop Believin'? The Sopranos. The Nerdy Round. Number 1. What anthology series had four different incarnations and one feature film? The Twilight Zone. Number 2. What CW series ended but was brought back with a Netflix miniseries subtitled A Year in the Life? Gilmore Girls. Number 3. Several cast members returned for a med school spinoff of what medical dramedy? Scrubs. Number 4. What British period drama ended with a Christmas special covering the holidays in 1925 and into 1926? Downton Abbey. Number 5. What drama ended in 2013 with the main character dying from a gunshot wound in a laboratory? Breaking Bad. Number 6. What comedy series ended after 6 seasons with the hashtag and a movie on screen? Community. Number 7. Which comedy series' last aired episode has Howard frantically trying to get new recruits for the Leopard Lodge? Happy Days. Number 8. What series ends with Michael telling someone to keep it sleazy? The Good Place. Number 9. What mystery series ended after 12 seasons with an aptly named Death by Demographics? Murder, She Wrote. Number 10. What drama horror series ended after 8 seasons with the title character faking his death in a hurricane? Dexter. The Freaky Round. Number 1. What drama concludes with a wife asking her husband what he's thinking about, and he responds, tomorrow? The West Wing. Number 2. What drama concluded with an episode named after the HTTP code 410 gone? Mr. Robot. Number 3. What profanity-laden series ends with an episode titled Tell Him Something Pretty? Deadwood. Number 4. What 1969 children's show has a UK version called The Furchester Hotel? Sesame Street. Number 5. What drama series concludes with the lead character meditating on the beach and then shows us the 1971 Hilltop ad for Coca-Cola? Mad Men. Number 6. What sitcom's finale showed us that Kenneth might just be immortal? Thirty Rock. Number 7. What American period drama, ending in 1993, had an extra long narration added to wrap up the series because they did not film a proper finale? The Wonder Years. Number 8. What 2000s fantasy drama ends with Jack, Kate, Locke, and the others moving on? Lost. Number 9. What long-running drama concludes with the first and only shot of the full exterior of the hospital where the show took place. ER. Number 10. What sitcom ended with a bailiff being taken back to his home planet? Night Court. And that's it. We are done with Season 6. What was your favorite TV show that we covered? Did I miss a show that needed to be an episode? Let me know. This won't be the end of TV trivia. It'll just be mixed in with other stuff. Thanks for sticking with me for the past 6 years. But through it all, we have esoteric niche trivia to keep us united, right? I'll be going back to regularly mixed up topics in Season 7 with some slight changes that I'll talk about when it's time. Nothing dramatic, I promise. Speaking of next week, here's your trivia teaser for what to expect. What do the songs 76 Trombones, Popular, and I Dreamed a Dream have in common? Ah, some music trivia. See you back here on Wednesday. This was episode 318, the Dorky, Geeky, Nerdy Trivia Podcast. If you'd like to help support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/dorkygeekynerdy. This podcast is written, produced, and hosted by me, Brian Rollins. If you're into audiobooks or are looking to have your book turned into an audiobook, contact me at thevoicesinmyhead.com. This show was released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. Thanks for listening. Having moved from Germany, Lotta is new to Southby High School, where Eric is trapped with her as his German tutor. Despite being somewhat dazzled by her unusual beauty and keen intelligence, he quickly realizes there may be more to her crabby demeanor and the scary black circles under her eyes than anyone realizes. The unlikely couple must discover the mysterious source of Lotta's debilitating nightmares. What secrets did her grandparents leave behind, and what links them to an ancient entity that is trapped and suffering? Can Eric and Lotta find the answers before the nightmares drive her into madness? Evolved Publishing presents a thrilling supernatural tale of suspense in the first book of the Uncommon Bond series of paranormal urban fantasies, featuring creatures from myth and legend. Playing with Fire, written by William E. Noland and narrated by Brian Rollins. Available now on Spotify.